Well, the end of a series is always kind of bittersweet for me, especially a series like this one that has extended itself out a few months, part 20 of our series here. And we're looking at something in the Sermon on the Mount we have been for a few months here that is so familiar to us. I mean, really, the words of the Sermon on the Mount, if you've been in the church for any length of time, you've heard over and over again. You've heard of the golden rule. You've heard of the things Jesus said, you know, about, you've heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But then he tells us, hey, listen, the way of the kingdom is not one of retaliation. It's not one of power. We've looked at the Beatitudes, things we've known over and over again and time again. We've heard these words. They're familiar to us. And the challenge with familiar things is that we've heard them so much that we tend to not always pay full attention to them, right? We don't always listen to them carefully because we're like, I already know what that says. You ever have a friend who just repeats the same story over and over again? Like every time you're with them or every so often, they're like, oh, did I tell you so-and-so? And you're like, yeah, I've heard that. Yes, yeah, I've heard it. So what do? When they tell that story again, you zone out, man. You're thinking about something else, right? You're in another land, right? You're not paying full attention. And that's always the danger when we come to such familiar and often quoted words like those found in the Sermon on the Mount. But I want to just kind of begin this sermon by going to the end of the sermon here. And that's the response of the people after hearing what Jesus had to say. Is that day. That day we stand before Him. That's the final storm to me. For our lives are going to be examined before the pure, holy eyes of Jesus, the flaming eyes of Christ, and He's going to see right through whatever we got. And if we're not doers of the Word, if we're not practitioners of Jesus' teaching, we are like these foolish builders. And we may have fooled everyone else, but we don't fool Him. We don't fool Him. It's the storm of the day of judgment. There are eternal issues here. There are eternal issues that we have to wrestle with. When Jesus said, you've heard all this, now what are you going to do about it? The reason it's so important is because this doesn't just hinge on what happens to us in this life. It's the one of the life to come. All of us will stand before Him. There is a heaven to be gained. There is eternal life for you and I to enjoy. And there is a hell for us to shun at all costs. At all costs. And we can go about our daily life and we don't even think about that sometimes. In fact, most of the times we don't think about that. And Jesus is challenging us time and time again in this sermon, man. This is what it looks like. This is what it looks like. This is what that new kind of righteousness looks like. This is what those who possess the values of God's kingdom look like. This is what my kingdom citizens are like. And Jesus is insisting in these final moments of this sermon that it's not just about intellectual knowledge. It's just not knowing about Him. It's not even just about a verbal profession of faith that one day I said, Jesus, come into my heart, whatever that is, that we may have uttered or repeated after someone. It's whether we do what Jesus said for us to do. It's whether what we profess with our lips is matched by our lifestyle. In other words, does our claim of Lord, Lord stand up to the storms? Does my profession of Lord, Lord actually manifest itself in my daily life? Is it an actual reality? I shared this with my brother Kyle earlier there. This dangerous element of reading the Bible. Do you actually realize how dangerous that is? Opening the Scriptures and reading it and hearing the words of Jesus. Do you realize how dangerous it is to sit here week after week and listen to a teaching? Students, do you realize how dangerous it is to sit in your Bible study class and hear the words of God week in and week out and do nothing about it? I There's nothing cute here about what Jesus is saying. There's nothing funny about what Jesus is saying here, because this rocks me to the core. Reading the scriptures is dangerous because we're hearing it. And Jesus is saying, are you wise or are you stupid? Are you a fool or are you wise? Because only the wise person is the one who actually puts this into practice in their life, works it into their life. Listen, reflect here what Jesus is saying. And I just want you to feel the weight of it, because I'm not trying to conjure something up here. It's what Jesus is saying here that we've got to wrestle with. Because he starts off very clearly. He promises destruction. He promises destruction for those who enter the wide path and the wide gate. That's just not some scary 10 evangelist, you know, talking about hell. This is Jesus. And trust me, I attended many of those hellfire and brimstone services in my youth, man, right? Where I got scared to run to the altar every single time because I wanted to escape hell, man. I wanted that fire escape policy, man. I wanted to make sure I was in, and every time he said hell, I was at the altar. But this isn't that dude screaming that. This is Jesus saying, those who enter the wide gate and embark down the wide path that everyone and their mother is traveling down, that's going to destruction. That's where it's going. And then he says to those who trip people up from entering the narrow gate, the false teachers and the false prophets, well, just like a rotten branch, they're going to be cut down and cast into the fire. Oh, yeah, and those who cry out, Lord, Lord, and just made a verbal profession and said, you know what, I really don't have to obey. I'm just calling him Lord. And oh, look, there's some apparent success in my life because I actually prophesied and did a miracle or had this encounter. Jesus is going to say, I don't know you. And they're going to experience rejection from the presence of Christ. Into the one who's just hearing the word of God and not doing it. Jesus likens them to someone whose house is pulverized because their foundation was weak and ineffective. And on that day, they're going to hear those things. I never knew you. It's serious. What Jesus came to offer us is life. What Jesus comes to give us is this expansive, beautiful kingdom of God. And the only way to it is through the narrow gate. The only way to it is through Christ. And what we'll experience there is going to be difficult. It's not going to be easy. If you haven't read it, I encourage you to read Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, The Pilgrim's Progress. Right? Because it's a great allegory about what the Christian life is like. It's not easy. It's hard. It's difficult. But it leads to life. And there are joys we experience this side of eternity, and those things are awesome. But Jesus' focus on this thing was, look what's ahead. Look what's ahead, because he's already told us what's going to happen. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be misunderstood. People from your own household are going to think you are a whack job. It's going to cause turmoil in your relationships. That is what a relationship with Christ does. When we're truly following him, guess what? Not everyone's going to go, oh, you're so awesome. They're going to think evil of you. They're going to slander you. They're going to mock you. They're going to make fun of you. They're going to think you're weird. And Jesus says, if that's you, then you're part of my kingdom. And you're on the narrow way, and that's going to lead to eternal life. So Jesus implores us, enter by the narrow gate. Enter by it. So wrestle with that. Where are you going? Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? Who are you truly obeying? What are you building your life upon? There's two ways. There's two ways to live. By the grace of God, I implore you to choose the narrow gate. Choose the narrow gate that leads to life. in the kingdom of God. Would you stand?